النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed Imam must have the most knowledge and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabihit tuja wa a'lamit tuqa wa dawin nuha.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, his select, his party, the case of his knowledge, his argument, his path, his light, his proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, this divinely appointed imam from the household of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. So there's this very beautiful conversation that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam has with one of his companions. And it's interesting. The companion was kind of asking about various different things, and eventually we find that in responding to the companion, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he starts to talk about these very central and universal, I guess, realities, if you will. The beauty about the divinely appointed imams is that, you know, they spoke in such a profound manner, and their words themselves were so profound, you know, and I guess it's something that's not too strange when you take into consideration the fact that they were connected with the Almighty Allah, and the Almighty Allah, of course, being the source of knowledge and wisdom. So this is, you know, it's not strange that they said such profound and immaculate words. And so we find that in this conversation, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he says that the ways that Allah has forbidden are the ways of Iblis, the ways of Shaitan. And the promise of eternal bliss is that which is in paradise. You know, and even though this conversation continues, but even these two small statements are something which are really profound, you know. They're something that one can really reflect and think upon, and it is an interesting reality of the universe and of the cosmos. This idea that, you know, the ways that Allah has forbidden are the ways of Iblis, the ways of Shaitan. And so, you know, who is Shaitan? Shaitan, of course, is this rebel who has rebelled, who has transgressed against the commandments of the Almighty Allah in a very brazen and overt manner. You know, when despite praying and worshiping Allah for thousands of years, you know, when it came to a serious test and when it came to paying obeisance to Prophet Adam alayhi salam, we find that Shaitan openly and brazenly, he opposed the Almighty Allah and opposed him, you know, right in his face, metaphorically speaking. You know, it wasn't something that was very hidden or very internal. No, it was quite brazen and arrogant. So this idea that the ways of Shaitan are the ways that Allah has forbidden all of us from doing, you know, and it kind of, you know, lets you understand and lets you realize that Allah does not forbid things for no reason. The reason that Allah forbids us from certain things is because they are ways which lead to humiliation and shame and down this dark path in which there is only pain and suffering involved. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir,
/en/call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.